Given the constraints of this radio show, and given this effort's of power's scope, what may be best is to list some of my concerns about this propaganda plant of Rifkin's, and then tackle the whole initiative in more depth. As doing so, will, I think, help us get clearer on power's key con, the economy. And I'm planning to use a page that I set up and left, which was initially titled, Is Capitalism Doomed? But which should perhaps be retitled, How Do We the People Come Together to Invent the Future We Want, Getting a Design Draft, Putting It on the People's Telegraph, because that's the real issue, because, you know, whether capitalism is doomed or not should not be our focus, although we might have to get clear on that. Because whatever capitalism is or isn't, what has always been and will be is that these bodies deserve to be free. That's always been true. And now we can do that, so that's what's up. And then interlinking these discussions with that other page I put up, Founding and Realizing, a test site. I'm getting too excited, huh? But the state we happen to be in here, the United States, it tells us that, you know, this is a democracy. We are free to think whatever thoughts we want to think, and even to abolish it if it gets in the way of our thinking the thoughts and acting on our thoughts and becoming happy at last. Because, you know, we learned from Sebastian de Grazia that power has known for decades that wage work is an antiquated system and it doesn't need us on leash anymore. I mean, it's long past time for us to figure out how to have our time back. That's the only way we can be happy. So we have this right to plan freedom. And there's it's so completely reasonable to say, let's have a test site. You know, we just the folks who want to, we're not trying to impose nothing on nobody. We just want whoever is interested. You know, we need a sufficient little bit of land. We want to use all this amazing knowledge that people are putting on the table, you know, because they want all of us to be free. We're going to talk about that just right now. So what I'm saying is this is reasonable. There's no reason aside from power nakedly exposing itself why this shouldn't be a test site. But it seems to me we need to identify the key criteria, the people's criteria, for evaluating any proposed plans for our future. How do you know what's in our interests and what is just preserving status quo? Because we don't want to be duped, as Karl Popper said, by mere words. See, this is where we've been tripped up in the past, with the mere words that, you know, that slick-tongued power puts out there. And those mere words plugged into our good-heartedness, our longing to be able to trust our fellows, has been how they've duped us by saying, now we own the means of production, get to work. And the flowery phrases don't make my body feel any more free. And my body speaks true. That's the point. We're not. No matter what flowery phrases they tell us to think, our body tells us true. We aren't free. We aren't. So some of the main ones we've identified in the course of these radio shows. First, does it help free us, each individual one of us, from dependency? Does it emphasize individual self-sufficiency? Is freedom defined as freedom from necessity? Is work or leisure the core of the vision? Leisure, living and sharing our gifts freely. Is that it? Or forcing them to fit within given limits?